Next up is a former wrestling superstar with a product that changed his life.
Former pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page has just the thing for you. But be warned, DDP Yoga, quote, ain't your mama's yoga.
DDP Yoga was designed to help everyone.
DDP's list of clients include former wrestlers such as Chris Jericho and Edge.
I've been doing it for over 2 years, and I can't live without it.
And it don't matter what your age or your fitness level or what kind of shape you're in.
It builds strength and flexibility, and it's good for your heart.
Diamond Dallas Page is one of the rare wrestlers that has had a post-career career. You are saving lives. The two most famous ones, Jake the Snake Roberts.
One person sticks a hand out, and that person for me was Diamond Dallas Page.
And Scott Hall.
In my lifetime, I've learned hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last. But bad guys do.
It's DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
So high five.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another hour of DDP Radio. I am Diamond Dallas Page, joined by my cohorts in crime, Robert. I got Stacy here, and we've got Mikey. I'm going to start out with Stacy because she's always my favorite to talk to. Stacy, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, DDP. I just had the most fabulous gluten and dairy-free dinner. And,
what did you have?
I had a seafood Alfredo. And completely believable. It hit every note. I'm going to be posting the recipe, but it's a Chef Bill creation. And it was just like going out to like your favorite restaurant, but there's no bloating, no cramping, no crap afterwards. It's great.
Hey, Stacey, it's a perfect segue to where can people get your book? Because you've got so many amazing. First of all, if you're a man or a woman, but absolutely a woman, and you're looking to be inspired, you want to get Stacey's cookbook because the journey isn't just the cooking recipes. It's the journey she talks about to get to where she's got to today and losing that 185 pounds in 8 months, but more importantly, keeping it off and starting a life that you've never had before. Where can they get your book at, baby?
You can go to stacymorris.com, and there's a link to it on my website. You can also just Google stacymorriscleancomfort.com, and it's also all over Amazon.
So, perfect.
And it's being distributed in local bookstores to start, and I'm just starting my media blitz, but it's really gaining traction, and I'm really happy about it. I'm really happy that people are telling me that it's helping them change their lives.
Now, Stacey, let me ask you, I turned you on to Heidi, our PR people. Have they gotten back to you since the last time you sent them the stuff?
No, but I think she might have gotten the package I sent her today. So
okay, well let's wait till Monday. And if you haven't heard from her, make sure I want to get back on her because that's just you have to do. Your blog, where can I get your blog at? Because you have an awesome blog.
You Google Stacy Morris and Huffington Post. I have a Huffington Post blog. I blog on Facebook under a page called Stacy Morris Hungry for the Truth. And I'm always putting stuff up at stacymorris.com. So I'm almost on the verge of overexposure. You'll let me know if I get there, okay?
Yeah, I don't think you can have overexposure. It's like whatever way you can hit people, especially when your message, your message is inspirational. And I don't think people can be too inspired. Everyone's always looking for that next thing that inspires them to feel good about themselves, to drop the weight, to eat healthier, just to feel good. So, Mikey, how you doing today, buddy?
Good, man. Rocking and rolling. How are you, brother?
Oh, really good, man. First of all, I'd say, Robert, how are you today, Bo?
I think Robert's going to take care of some stuff.
That's right.
I'm back. Here,
but I didn't want to not bring him in. You know how that goes. I'm so excited today. Today I closed on three pieces of property, which is less than 2 miles from my house. The road's called Concord, and it's literally two turns from my house and less than 2 miles, and I'm building the first DDP Yoga Performance Center. and it's going to be less than 3 miles to where they're building the brand new Braves baseball stadium there here in Atlanta, GA. So, yeah, we're really pumped up. I bought the property through the building, and we've been working on the design of the building and gutting it all out, and then we're adding another, 2,300 square feet that'll be 22 feet high. We're literally building a filming studio for DDP Yoga. Like, when I talk about the app, like, the app is, like, so much bigger than an app. Like, we don't know what we're going to call it yet, but it's, you're going to be able to get live workouts and, you know, all the workouts that we already have on, you know, streaming and all that. But we're going to have DDP Yoga for kids there, DDP Yoga for seniors. We're building this this really big sound stage for the workout, so you can be filming us doing the workout, so you can see that, just like you see all the workouts today. But if you just turn the camera back over my shoulder, you're going to see another 20, 30, 40 people out there. So the energy is going to be insane. And on the left-hand wall, there'll be a really beautiful kitchen. So, Stacy, when you, once we have this all together, when you and Chef Bill come down, and we'll be able to do some killer, killer cooking shows right out of there. And every day, you know, every night. Probably won't do it on, you know, pick one night we don't do it, but just about all our meals, we're going to cook them over there and cook them up for our staff or anybody who's there, you know, for right before we, you know, go to our evening workout. So, you know, we'll be cooking live there, and the kitchen is just going to be really cool. And then on the other end across from the workout studio, directly on the other side, is more of a green cove. Now, it's not a green wall or a green screen. It's a cove that's 30 feet wide and 16 feet high and comes off the back wall 16 feet. And that is going to be for some of our crazy video stuff that we do. But we're also going to be able to lease it out to bands and, you know, people are doing movies because everything's so, all done on green screen today. And from what we understand, like, the average size is about 13 foot. Or it's like a studio and it's humongous. No one has someone in the middle. So we're going to actually have something that's in the middle of size. But I can also do the workouts on the moon. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. And then the other 4,000 square foot of the building, well, that's the, you know, that's all the production end, the administration and, you know, all of the, you know, we're filming 3 movies and editing one as we speak right now, which is The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts, which is really coming along nicely. We've had to make a couple of re-edits on it, but it really does look amazing. And I've been in, the thing I'm really excited about, because I don't want this building to look like every other building. And this isn't a yoga studio. This is a DDP Yoga Performance Center. And not only will I have all that big area to work with, I'll also have private training rooms too, because certain people, you know, they want to train with me privately. And we're going to maybe help them rehabilitate back from injury. So we're going to have all that set up as well. And on the outside, if you, anybody gets a chance to see John Pugh, and it's spelled P-U-G-H. John Pugh is a famous artist, and what he does is creates murals. And on these murals, they look like the real thing. Like, they look like, you know, it's 3D. They don't look, it's amazing. I mean, his work, look it up, John Pugh, P-U-G-H, and I just hired him to do the front of our building, and he's really excited about it. I want the walls to, like, be exploded, so it's like open the walls up. So you think seeing into a wall, but really it's just a wall that's been painted on that looks amazing. And his work ain't cheap either. It's really expensive, but I think it's another thing that'll make people want to come by and make it an experience. And then I bought 2 pieces of land behind the business, and they're 2 ripped-down houses that were actually zoned for parking. So we're going to have, like, monster parking. No one's going to have to worry about where they're going to park or any of that. And Then we're going to do, once we get ready to open and get, everything going, we'll do workouts in the morning. Then we'll shut it down at 10 o'clock, and then we'll film our stuff we're going to film inside till 6 o'clock, and then we'll open up again and go back to workouts at night. So it's really, 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 really exciting. And
so it's like its own little universe.
Yeah.
That's cool.
When you talk about the app, and I don't think app is, like, the right term, because it's not like a calorie clicker. It's going to change the face of the game, man.
Mikey, what I've often said, it's like, I want us to be the Netflix of fitness. And what I mean by that is, like, Netflix, like, Blockbuster should have been Netflix. They had billions of DVDs all over the world, and they were a multi-billion-dollar company. And then Netflix came in with that idea, well, they'll send you the videos, and then before you know, they went to streaming. And next thing you know, HBO and Showtime follow all of that.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty amazing what they did, and we want to be the first that are doing their stuff live.
And there's no one who's doing this, correct? This isn't happening with P90X or, any of these other workouts. They have nothing even close to, like, the process of this.
But they will.
Yeah.
But they will. Just like they have a new workout now called Yo-Pi. And they're it's Pilates meets yoga, and their O is a buzzsaw. Wonder where they got that idea. And she's a really great instructor. But the part that makes her completely different than us, they don't have, what we have or how we do it. And they're still high impact at times where, we're not. And that's what sets us apart from everybody. I also want to let people know that I'm going to be there's when I say there's five more spots, there's five more spots, and then we're capping out at 115 people that are going to be coming to Hammer Energy Fitness. And, the first guy who on our new certification program, Matt Hancock, who was the first cat that got certified here in the USA with our whole new system, he has built up a business there that is amazing. And right now we are at 110 people that are coming to the workshop. Now, Stacy, you've been with me. We were in New Hampshire, and there was like 60-some people there, and it was crazy, right?
Yeah, it was a full house for sure.
This is going to be double that.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And
then
also, the energy is going to be insane. And then we got a lot of the certified trainers come. I know Mike Stroh's coming and Liz is coming. I think Dave Orth, he's training. He's training to be certified right now. I'm pretty sure he's coming. I think he told me he was coming.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there?
Dave Orth.
Yeah, he is going to be there, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So, it's going to be great fun. Yeah, everybody gets to reminisce again because so many of us just got back from the Mexico trip, and I couldn't get on here because we had so much problem with podcasts one last week or whatever it's called, that podcast, Blog Talk Radio.
Blog
here.
Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't get on the last 2 weeks. So I couldn't really talk about the retreat, but it was an amazing time, man. And what I want to let everybody know, and this is going to go fast because I'm limiting how many people can come this time, and we always go over 80 people on each trip, but this time I'm trying to keep it down to 74 because that's how many people I can fit comfortably on the new pier. Stacy, where do you see that pier that goes over the ocean where we're working out in, man?
I saw the photos. It looks stunning.
And the breeze, you'd never guess you were in 80, 90-degree Mexico weather with that breeze. It's so beautiful down there.
Oh, it was amazing. But we're doing two of them. Now, I can't do it this October because opening up the Performance Center, but I can do it, for next year. So 2015, Robert, did you put change of dates up on there so people can start to sign up and stuff?
Yes.
Okay, cool. that's going to be July 17th to the 24th, and it's going to be October 16th to the 23rd of 2015. It's only $150 $150 to lock yourself in. So I would tell you, It's a goal. If you're looking to do it, if you're looking to have, you know, what literally has become the trip of a lifetime down there, and everybody has super time. And one last announcement I want to make is that Funk Fitness, September 27th, you can go to ddpyoga.com and hit appearances and sign up there for Hammer. If you get in early enough for Hammer Energy Fitness on August 9th, or you can also sign up there for Funk Fitness September 27th. And that's still here in 2014. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, here's one thing I want to talk about. I got an email from a guy that I met at the retreat. His name is Brandon Ramath. I'm going to say that right, R-A-M-A-S-S. And he knows how I hate long emails because, you know, Mr. Dyslexic ADD boy, not really good at reading all that stuff. I can read bunches, but I have to read so much stuff, the long ones, I don't really, you know, I'll just skim through. So you save yourself the energy. But he made me a short video and talked about, you know, being down the retreat, how much fun he had, but coming back out of it and working, you know, doing the workouts. And the main thing I took out of this, because I got an email around the same time from Team DDP Yoga from a guy named Adam, and they both said the same thing. When you say you're doing the workouts or anything, I don't care what it is, but let's use the workouts and your eating. When you say you're doing it for your kids, I get that. Heartfelt. That's good. But if you're not doing it from yourself, it really doesn't mean shit. Because what I've seen, and so far I can tally this, of my own experiences, and it comes up to about 85% of the people who do the workouts, try to get fit, try to lose weight, try, notice the word try. You know, one of my favorite quotes is a pageism, a DDPism off of Yoda. There is no try. There is only to do. And you can't try. You have to do. But you really have a tough time doing for anybody else but yourself. So you set goal to try to own whatever workouts you're going to do, whether it's DDP yoga or P90X. I don't give a shit what it is. Whatever you're going to do to try to own your life, you have to do it for you. And would you say that's true, Stacey?
Yeah, because, I mean, I've spent most of my life, you know, on the dieting bandwagon and most of the time off the wagon. And I was doing it for other people and for really the wrong reasons. I kind of lost sight of my own health and my own well-being. And if you're not doing it for that reason, then I just feel that there's not the proper solid foundation.
Oh, I totally agree. I also want to let you guys know what it's been all over the internet. And anybody who follows Boogie2988, you might have heard that I've been working with Boogie. Well, actually, over the last 3 days. I just got home late last night. And Boogie's not the, you know, he can't get in the car and come to me. He can't come to the accountability crib because he can't walk up and down the stairs and all that. Boogie's, if you don't know who he is, very entertaining videos he's got on YouTube. He has over 1.9 million followers.
Wow.
I don't know, we crashed on that or what?
What's
that noise?
9.1.
Mikey, are you putting out the pots and pans or something?
No, I got nothing here.
Okay, supposed to be Robert. Okay, so the bottom line is people were writing me, you know, just like they wrote me about Scott, please, when I was helping Jake, please help Scott Hall, please help Scott Hall, please help Scott Hall. And, you know, there's been a little murmurs of Scott not doing as well at times. I want to let everybody know. Guy's back on track. I saw him today, and he looked awesome. And, you know, I just wish him all luck in the world. And I'm here for him anytime he needs it. But he came by today, and he looked great. So just want to let people know that Scott Hall is doing real well right now. And Jake is unstoppable right now. But back to Boogie, people started to write me on my YouTubes or private messaging me. You might not know who this guy is. His name is Boogie. Please watch this video. Please help Boogie. And it was actually one of my friends, too, Fred, up in New Jersey. And Fred had asked me if I knew who Boogie was. I said, I know Boogie. I've heard about Boogie. And he started talking about, you know, me helping him. And so I wrote him a letter. And we ended up hooking up. And it's interesting because someone wrote Stacy today. You can actually catch, you go to YouTube, Boogie, B-O-O-G-I-E 2988. You can see the video that we just did from this weekend. And one of the reasons that I'm helping Boogie like this is because Boogie has the potential to change many lives. Many, many lives. Because his voice is out there. And people have been seeing Boogie at 556 pounds for a long time. But he's 40 years old, and there ain't really any 50-year-old men that are 556 pounds. So yeah. He knows his days are numbered. But Stacy got this letter, and he wrote, it's from Johnny in Belfast, North Ireland. Said, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Recently, DDP has spent some time with a guy by the YouTube alias Boogie 2988. In order to try and change his life like he has so many, including yourself and Arthur, I just wanted to ask DDP whether or not Boogie's medical condition could hold him back, or if doing too much DDP yoga will have any negative effect on him. And he wrote, thanks, dude. Keep on doing what you're doing, Johnny. I had to actually come up with a whole pre-workout for Boogie before he can start the energy workout, or really before he even, you know, now he could do the Diamond Dozen, which we didn't have time to get to, but he could do that. But he can't be on his feet too long. So what Steve and I did is we filmed him 2 days and two workouts. And when I tell you Boogie can't stand up on his feet for more than a couple of minutes, that's like a long time for him. He might get up and out of the chair five times during a day to go to the bathroom. But his food is brought to him because he really is in this scenario. He's handicapped. But in the 3 days I spent with him to see what he was doing on that last day, and again, you guys all know, I changed the food. The first thing, though, that I brought Boogie into to understand, he could have this pizza, which was made by the crust of Namaste, which is the best all-allergenic-free cooking powders, flours that you could imagine. It's got a little too much sugar in it for my taste, but it's still amazing, and people who are just coming over want all that sugar. But it doesn't have any of the other shit in it, from wheat, potato, dairy, peanuts, anything. It's completely allergenic-free. That with some organic spaghetti sauce, some mushrooms and onions, and some Manchego sheep cheese. And him and his wife couldn't believe it. So the first night we sat down, we watched the movie Food, Inc. And Food, Inc. is a movie that everyone who, especially who cares about their body, what they're putting in it, but if you're 50 pounds or more overweight, you really need to watch it because you need to see what they've done to our food. And that night I watched it with me and Steve and Boogie's wife, Dez. And then afterward, we talked about it. And Boogie's the kind of guy where he gets angry about shit. He ain't afraid to tell somebody off. So, you know, it was definitely getting under his skin that what they've done to our food. And then the next night, and it's very important to stick yourself in a really strong support system. That's why Team DDP Yoga is so amazing, because of the support that people give each other. And when you get down to Mexico, and then people actually get to talk and hang with those people, it's like they're already family. But for Boogie, I wanted to make sure, because he told me he's got some big friends. And so he had Seth come over, who is another 556-pounder, and his buddy Jason, and he was like 340 or 336 or something like that. But again, big guys, they need to know, like, because they come over every Saturday night and eat at Boogie's house. Well, why are we eating this way? Really, if we never told them, they would never know the difference. But that night we made like a full course meal. I mean, amazing kale salad, another amazing, what I do my salad on the road that you guys have seen me do on my DDP YouTube station. And this amazing rice, that wild rice that I made with mushrooms and onions and organic corn. And because I won't eat any corn unless it's organic, because I'm not eating that genetically substituted bullshit. But we had that all together, but I steamed the rice down with some organic chicken broth, and then I breaded the chicken with egg and popped it in with some gluten-free flour, put it in the oven, baked it up, threw some organic sauce on top of it, some manchego, unbelievable. Chicken parmesan, killer rice, tremendous salads. The funny thing was, Boogie started eating that salad, and there was a lot of it. And then he finished his portion, and he still wanted more of the salad, so I gave him more of mine. He took two bites of his chicken, a little bit of the rice, and he goes, I'm done. He's like, can I eat like this? I go, you can eat as much salad as you can eat. Like, you can't eat too much salad.
Yeah.
So, but it was like he never tasted a salad like that. And that's one of the things that's going to be really prominent on our app, or let's call it our app for right now, because the cooking shows are going to go with the workouts. And every day we're going to be cooking up something that's just more amazing than the next day. And just taking regular recipes. Like I might take, you know, Aunt Maud's, you know, well, let's just take the recipe that you talked about, Stacey, earlier, fettuccine Alfredo. Who could possibly think that that could be, you could eat that and make it healthy? But you did.
Yeah. See, your salad recipe, that you, it's an old, old video. You were in your old house back in the day, but that literally changed the game for me, the one with the olive oil and the lemon. My parents were just put the vegetables, boil the hell out of it, throw some butter on it, put it on the table. So I grew to not really enjoy vegetables. But when you started doing those salads and the lemon juice, the olive oil, and the pecorino romano, it's changed the game for me, man.
You know, what I did, I'll tell you, here's a nice little dressing I made. And you can do it with any balsamic, because I didn't know what balsamic vinegar they had there. So I took their cold-pressed olive oil, poured it in, then I poured in some the balsamic vinegar, and then I poured in just a little agave, salt, pepper, and garlic. It was, and then really stirred it up big time. And then poured it over both salads. It was amazing. It was amazing. Wow. All right, listen, we're going to go. I never do this. I've never played an ad on any of the shows that we have. We're going to start to go in to do it because I'm listening to Austin's and Jericho's, you know, thing that they do on their podcast, and this gives them a pot, gives them a pump too. And if you follow the directions, you'll actually get $10 off on what if you use their names. So, Robert, let me hear you run that. Go to our sponsor there.
There you go.
Also this week, returned to the ring for the first time. Sunday night in Toronto, I worked with The Miz in the first match I had in a year, and then Monday night also working with The Miz on Monday Night Raw, my first Raw match in a year. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing it, and for me it's almost 24 years in October, you're still always a little bit apprehensive, you know, will I still be able to do this, how's it going to feel, am I going to be sore the next day? I'm recording this Tuesday morning after Raw. And I'm a little bit sore, I got to be honest with you, a little bit stiff, but then I just bang out some DDP yoga, huge sponsor of the show, a good friend of mine, and suddenly I feel good, feel better now than I did 10 years ago. That's one of the reasons why people say, how come you can still come back and you still look young and you still got it? And it's like I've never lost it because thanks to DDP yoga, it's been better than ever. But it's funny though, you go online, you see some people like, you know, Jericho sure has aged. Since this is his last return, so he's going to have to get over the cosmetic differences by having better matches and better promos. And I'm like, you know, screw you, man. You know, I think I look pretty good.
Well, wasn't there a spot in there where we talked about the deal, Robert?
Yes.
You can tell it's the first time we did this because Robert wasn't ready for that.
I was not ready at all. No, I'll get it sorted out for us. But yeah, we've got. He talked about the deal. I thought we had it on that one, but obviously we don't.
That was about his comeback. So maybe next time listen to it before you burn it out.
Oh,
but that's so great about Jericho. He does it because I thought that was the ad that he does because he doesn't he doesn't really read copy. He just says what he feels, which is really cool. Yeah.
Well, for me, working in the radio business, you kind of have to put over a lot of products that you don't even know what you're talking about. But it really helps when you have something you believe in, like Jericho does, and you know Austin knows your heart behind the program. So them putting it over and coming from them, they don't have to make anything up because they know what they're talking about. It's not like you're putting over something that you've never tried or don't believe in.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I wanted to go to I had someone hit me on Team DDP Yoga earlier, and I said, I can't remember who it was, but I said, call in the radio show. So he might be already called on. But Robert, do we have any people online?
Yeah, we've got five people waiting right now.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to cut this off quick because we're going to answer those five people. But if you might be able to catch, we're going to take two more in if you want to call in at 347-994-1216, 347-994-1216. And if you've got questions in the chat room, shoot them over to Stacy, and she'll grab me and we'll answer them right now. Okay, Robert, who we got number one? Start texting me who we got so I'll know who we got coming up next, right?
Yeah, you got it. The first one up is Mark.
Hey, Mark, where are you coming in from?
Hey, DDP, this is Mark from South Central Massachusetts.
Oh, sweet. What do you got?
I was gonna talk to you. I've been a fan of yours since 98, always, use the Diamond Cutter left and right in WCW NWO Revenge. Huge fan of the show, also a former college basketball player, always, 10 years out from that now, I'm always interested in changing my body, building more core strength, completely have revamped my entire body this entire summer.
Awesome.
I just wanted to ask you a question. It goes back to WWF Invasion 2001. Now, we know all the WCW guys didn't really come over. Booker T and yourself were two of the WCW guys in the 5-on-5 inaugural brawl. I wanted to ask you if you could pick any three WCW guys to join you and Booker T that night at Invasion, who would you have picked as your teammates?
Definitely Goldberg.
Okay.
I would say probably I'd probably think it's Kevin Nash and Scott Hall just to have those two monster names, back in the WWE, universe. And I mean, that's as star-studded as you can get. Of course, Flair would be, on the top of my list as well, because he's Ric Flair. And, of course, Sting, So either one of those guys could be replaced, Stinger and I had some of the best matches ever. I loved working with him.
Oh, those were awesome. Actually, one of my favorite matches you and Sting had was April 99 when you defended the title. I think it was like an hour into Nitro or whatever it was. That opening, that match that night was, to me, honestly, that was probably one of the top five title matches in WCW or WWF history on a Nitro or a Raw. That match, it was like 20-something minutes. It was unreal. I know you lost, but, you got it back at the end of the night, so.
Right. Yeah. I only got to do that. You got to look at that, too,
Right.
Only got to lose the world title and win it back in the same night.
Right.
But to be perfectly honest, I didn't want to do that because I loved saying two-time, and it was three.
Yeah.
You're saying it three times, it's only two times, though. But then it just worked out for what it was worth. So it was awesome, though. Hey, thanks for calling in, brother.
Not a problem.
Have a great night.
Thank you, Diamond. Appreciate it. Bye.
Who's next, buddy?
We've got
Ben. You got Benny?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Ben, where are you calling in from?
I'm coming in from Capitola, California.
What do you got for us?
Oh, I just wanted to let you in on letting you know that I'm a big fan of the program. I've been doing it for a while now, almost 2 months now, and I've lost about about almost 12 pounds now.
Awesome. Awesome.
And, yeah, I customize most of my own workouts because I like to be creative, and it gives me another chance to be creative to find those workouts that just bust my ass when I need it to. And I just turned 30 this past Monday, so.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks a lot, man. Yeah. And I wanted to mention, I saw you live one time. I think I was like 12, 13 years old. It was at Super Brawl at the Cow Palace in San Francisco.
Oh, my God. They were the craziest fans ever. I didn't realize when you go out in the middle of those fans that a lot of them were gangbangers out there.
No,
I agree.
San
Francisco is a great...
No, I got to tell you this, brother. We were close to like right where the entrance was, and my dad and I went with my dad, and these two dudes, I think there was a leather strap match with Jacqueline and Nancy Benoit, I think. And they were just beating the shit out of each other. And these two guys were sitting next to us were just mouthing their asses off. My dad pretty much just told them to shut the fuck up because they were sitting next to a kid.
You got a question for me?
Yeah. Because of BDP yoga, do you feel that that someone could customize it and use it for other use other programs and make it valuable for them? Do you think that's
so?
Also...
You know, right, cool. You got to remember when I started all this, I was still lifting weights. You know, and I had to keep my size. Now I like being like 225 pounds and being, you know, svelte. You know, I just want lean muscle mass. I don't want to be carrying all that bulk because it's a job. But, you know, when I lifted weights, this became my cardio, my injury prevention, and my core strength conditioning because I could lift. My bench press went up about, and my incline, and my military all went up about 15% in the weight that I
could
move.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. You know, again, it works. I always say it all over the DVDs, just make the workout your own. Hey, man, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, buddy.
No problem, brother.
Hey, before I go to the next caller, I read what Johnny wrote, but I never answered the question. So I just realized my ADDS forgot to answer the damn question. He said, I just wanted to ask DDP whether or not Boogie's medical conditions could hold him back and if doing too much DDP yoga could be a negative for him. Well, how I'm having him do it, I don't think it could ever be a negative for him. So let me get that clear. Because Boogie's wearing a heart monitor. And I know many of you do wear the heart monitors, but probably 80% of you don't. And if you're not wearing the heart monitor, when you're doing the workout, you're getting about 60-70% of what you will get out of that workout, where you would get 100% if you're wearing the heart rate monitor. You'll even see Boogie, if you see the video, the latest video he put up there, he's up standing up, and I don't have him in a full lunge. I have his foot back about 18 inches. He has trouble standing up on 2 feet right now. So I have him doing the workout until his heart rate gets too high, then I sit him down. If he was doing a regular workout, when he gets, you know, better shape, he'll go into safety zone. So I don't think there's going to be any negative that comes out of it. I think it's only going to be positive. And I think his medical conditions, you know, he's on a blocker to keep his blood pressure from being too high. So it blocks it down. So when he finally does stop, his heart rate goes, drops right back down. So I think you're going to see Boogie get off a bunch of medications. I think you're going to see, just like we've seen with so many other people, they're just going to get healthier, you know, from the program. Again, you don't work too hard. That's why you want to have a heart monitor. Stacey, we got any questions from the chat room?
Actually, I do have one. This might be a little too technical. But it's from Mike Bennett, and he's just started doing the workouts, and he's in pretty good shape. However, x-rays have shown that his L4 is about a quarter to a half an inch in front of his L5. And he just wondered if you had any advice in terms of, doing the workouts and not hurting himself.
listen to your body without question. Because you remember when I, when Jericho came back, he had herniated his L4. And that was about as extreme pain as you can be in. And, he just started slow, worked around it. What you need to do is, like, for me, when I ruptured my L4 and L5, so there's no discs in between, I was bone on bone, I had to strengthen up all those muscles around my spine. That's like, I'm sure there's, if I was yoga doc, I could explain it much clearer when it comes to the muscles and everything that you're moving. But to me, I just look at the muscles that are around my spine are so strong, that's why I can do 50 superhero push-ups. But that's not what got me. 50 superhero push-ups showed you how strong I am. That's not how I got strong. How I got strong was doing the lunges while I was doing the workout and creating dynamic resistance and the warrior positions and engaging my muscles and turning on all those little muscles. I'm working with a guy right now, as we'll see the film. Anybody who knows anything about bodybuilding knows who Tony Freeman is. Tony Freeman is from Atlanta, Georgia. He's been a friend of mine for 25 years. And he just contacted me 2 weeks ago. He will be in the Olympia. The top, and he's the only bodybuilder who's 48 years old competing with all the 20-year-olds. They call him X-Man because his back is so ridiculously big. His whole body, he's got 23.5-inch arms.
Oh.
And he reached out to me, and he's like, D, I need your yoga. And I wrote back in text, what did you call it? He said, your DDP yoga. He said, I need it, man. I'm getting immovable. Now, he's got to go through these, his positions and his poses that he'll do in a bodybuilding thing. I have been working his positions into the workout. And it's amazing when you're that big. He's 292 pounds. He's probably got 6% body fat. Maybe.
Wow.
He's ridiculously big. Like, oh, my God. But he's doing that. The whole breathing in, 10 seconds in, 10 seconds out, why he's hitting that pose. It's been pretty cool to watch, actually. and we're filming it all. We're going to film. It's like Tony Freeman's, his route to the Olympia, adding DDP yoga into his arsenal. So there's always different ways you can use it. Tony obviously still hits the weights, but when I get him down on the mat, well, I take him. I don't push him like I push myself, but I push him to a point where he's like uncle, and that's what he wants.
Usually guys like that would look down on something like the flexibility thing, the macho athletes, the big, strong guys, but you're kind of changing the face of, like, the way people think about flexibility, because it's not the whole namaste, we're all wearing yoga pants and praying to the heavens. It's changing the face of being flexible and you realizing you can be flexible and still be pretty macho and badass.
And what you have to do is, because you're not just flexing or stretching your muscles. You're stretching and strengthening your muscles. That's why in regular stretching, you're just stretching. When you're doing DDP yoga, you're stretching and strengthening, and not just your muscles. You're stretching and strengthening your ligaments and your tendons. And that's the shit that tears along with the muscle. So, okay, let's go on to our next caller. I see we got the ass-kicking Alaskan up here. Is that Josh? Is that you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
It's going, just got done hitting a level one with my buddy Matt Owen online and thought I'd call in. I kind of had something that's been on my mind, I guess, with a few things that pop up online and trying to be as positive as I can to help people maybe get your opinion on it. I guess just about when people say, oh, I've fallen or, I hit a plateau and I gave up or, it's been how many bad meals or how many months, weeks, days, whatever it is since I last worked out, I got to start over. It drives me nuts when I hear people have to start over and it's like, man, if they could just, I guess my advice to them is like,
just grab an accountability partner and find somebody that you that click with or can check in with or whatever. And it can be kind of scary, you know, to reach out to people on the team and, you know, admit that you've fallen or, you know, are struggling. But, man, once you do, you know, like I guarantee there's one or 10, I should say, team DDP yoga members that will jump on you and be right on you and help you, you know, come out of that. But I guess I'm trying to get what's your take, Dallas, on that kind of stuff when you hear people, oh, you know, I got to start over, you know, I've done it for 3 months and I failed, I got to start over. Like, what do you say to them?
It's not about how many times you fall down. It's about how many times you get back up again. I try not to discourage anybody who, because they, you know, nobody can do more damage to you than you, you know, and, you know, pretty much, you know, everybody falls at one time or another. Some people just get back up faster. And, right, because so many people, you know, because I help a lot of people, you guys know that, and like directly help. Like I always say, for especially, you know, a lot of people don't know anything about my wrestling career today. You know, I was just honored with the National Wrestling's Hall of Fame, you know, and they gave me the Frank Gotch Award. And Frank Gotch was a really, really, really famous wrestler back in the early days that was super humanitarian. Like, he had, like, super business, you know, after his wrestling was over. And, you know, I said about 5 years ago that I said that at some point, I'll say, obviously at the time I actually literally said 5 years ago, 5 years from today, you know, I believe that DDP Yoga is going to dwarf what I did in wrestling. You know, and it's starting to happen. So there's people here that are part of this that know nothing about my wrestling career. Cool, I don't give a shit. I'm glad you're here. You know, but the people, if wrestling fans knew how close they could get to me by taking care of themselves or helping other people, they would never believe it. And Mikey, I know you can attest to that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I just want to point out something real quick, what you said. I know you've worked with Jake and Scott who have serious addiction problems. A lot of people don't realize that that falling is kind of part of the process. You know, falling is going to happen, and it's the DDP yoga thing is a lifestyle, and lifestyles have up and downs, goods and bads. So you kind of just got to, you know, flow with it, and it's all about standing up when you fall, and you know, not staying down.
Let me tell you one of the things I just did here, and I did it because there's some really cool. There's some really cool people on the site. Period. That we have that are part of this program, but I started helping Kelly and September and a couple of the girls because they were working so hard and I felt they just needed to help themselves be a little more accountable. And before you knew it, I put together, you know, Carol, Jennifer, Linda, Trina, I put together Kat, I put together like 8 or 10 of these girls. Karen, I put her on there. There's like, I can't remember how many there are because I don't have it in front of me, but there's like 9 women that all share a group email to each other what they eat. So when you have to be accountable to other girls, some you know, and you're going to know them all eventually as you go through this, but they just don't talk about what they ate, what time they ate, you know, how much water they drank, what workouts did they do. They all say, or they didn't do that day. They might put a little private thing there. And, like, some people have, you know, had said, like, oh, I just started dating this new guy. I don't want to, you know, have to work out today because I don't want to be all sweaty. And I didn't really want to eat really good because I didn't want to make him think that, you know, I didn't eat like he did. And one of the other girls popped on there and went, wait, you need to stop that now. And one of the things she said really hit home, said, my husband, he hates the way I eat. But he forgets when I started with him, when I first met him, I was skinny. Now I gained all this weight, which he doesn't like, but he don't want to eat the way I want to eat. So it's like, fuck him. And that's what he says. To let him know, you're working out. And it was so cool. That's why I created it. And now I've just done it again with a bunch of guys. And every guy had been over 300 pounds. You know, some are 4, 5, and 6. You know, and I wanted those guys to come together. Because when you've lost that first 100 pounds, the first 150 pounds, well, then you got to, you know, it gets harder and harder. You know, that first, it sounds like a lot, but that first 100 pounds is pretty easy when you're that big, when you're 400, 500 pounds. Well, now you got to start finding other ways to inspire yourself.
Well, DDPO guy, I say this all the time. You know, I love the program, and you know I swear by it, but it gets to a point where it's not about the new and exciting and fun anymore. It gets to the point where it's more of a commitment after a while, and it becomes less about, you know, being motivated and more about being determined to get where you want to be. And I look at it like brushing my teeth or eating dinner. It's something I have to do today whether I want to or not. But there gets to a point where it's not new and exciting anymore, and it becomes a chore, something you have to, you know, put some work into getting on the mat and doing.
Well, you know, if it was easy, everybody be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody would be, you know, 7 or 10% body fat and look like friggin' models, but they don't. Because there's too much shit all surrounding us, you know? So, Mac, we never got your question. Do you have a question? That was your question. That's right, it was. So I did get to it. All right, kid. How was the weather up there?
Actually, today it stopped raining and it's about 60, so it hasn't been too bad up here right now.
All right, kid. Well, good to hear from you, man. Good to hear from you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, John.
Take care, bro.
Calling.
All right. Later.
Okay, Robert, we got Adam on there. I want to get these last few calls. Don't take any more callers, dude.
You got
51.
Hello?
Adam, what's your question, brother? Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Cool.
And actually, it's not so much a question. It's just more I want to get something out in the open where a lot of people hear it, so it'll help me be more accountable for it.
Nice.
And I actually, Dallas, I emailed you about this last night, and you replied to it this morning. And you mentioned it earlier also. But I started DDP Yoga in early October. In December, I touched my toes for the first time in 10 years. And then in late January, early February, I can't remember which, I fell off the horse and just stopped completely. So on Friday, I started back up. I took the pictures, uploaded them to my Facebook page, and just like, you know, because I figured the people there I'm friends with enough assholes that if I fall off or slack off, someone's going to give me shit about it. So
that's a good thing.
So basically, I wanted to get it out to more people so I'd be more accountable about it.
Let me tell you this. When after the first time I talked to Arthur, and you can find this on YouTube, it was February 7th, 2007, and he went on YouTube, and I didn't even know what blogging on YouTube was back then. I don't think anybody did. I bet you I'm going to do a video around this. We're just too crazy busy right now. I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I haven't done it yet. Where he gets on YouTube and he says, you know, I started doing this YRG workouts, and you know, I started a diet, and, you know, I was going to put this out there on the internet, you know, and I just want to, you know, understand if you tell somebody you're going to do a workout, you're going to do an eating plan or diet, whatever. He said, you know, you're more likely to stick to it. And I'm also hoping you'll come by and, you know, encourage me, you know. That always stuck with me, you know. And so putting it out there, the more you put it out there, the better. The more you make yourself accountable. That's why I call this the accountability crib. You know, Scott and Jake don't live here anymore, but, you know, I have people in that here all the time. And I think that, you know, the more you set goals, the goals that you can achieve, don't set yourself up to fail. You know, goals that you can achieve, and that keeps you motivated. You know, no matter what. And if you fall down, just get the fuck back up. You know? Don't beat yourself. Does that help you, bro?
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Like
I got a couple more calls, Adam. I appreciate you calling in, man. Keep giving us an update. Call in every couple weeks, man, to give us an update. That might be cool, too. All right?
All right.
All right, buddy. Have a good night. Let's get Matt Owen on here.
How's it going, Dallas?
Good, Maddie. Good to hear from you,
Matt.
How are you?
I did. I've been holding the whole show just to talk to you, man. I always call when you're gone, so this is a super special treat for me, man. This is awesome.
I love your videos that you and Mac are putting out, man. Good stuff.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I appreciate it. So I heard you're going to be back tonight, so I just absolutely had to call and just tell you thank you so much for this program, and especially for Team DDP Yoga, because, you know, I've had gym membership. I've done crazy diets like the HCG drop and stuff like that, and I've never stuck with anything as long as I've stuck with this. On August 1st, it'll be 14 months, and I'm going to be the first certified instructor out here in Oregon, and I just really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for this whole program, man.
Wow, that's awesome, man. I love it, man. Spreading the word, brother. I appreciate you doing it. I'm glad you're digging it. So, you know, set that goal, that Mexico retreat or one of the workshops. Get some people out there. Yeah, we'll end up getting the workshop out there. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. I'm definitely going to be at the retreat next year. I'll sell my children if I have to be there.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks for calling in, Maddie. I appreciate it, man. Keep up the great work.
Can I get a wrestling question in just real quick? I know
sure.
We're running over here. But, hey, dude, one of my favorite heel stables ever was the Jersey Triad. And I just wanted to know who put that together.
I'm the one who put all that together. You know, the bookers didn't, you know, they didn't get behind it, but they had so much merit. And you gotta know, I was not best friends, but I was friends with Bam Bam since he was 16 years old. And Bam Bam was about 5 years younger than me. You know, so we knew each other long. We were all from the same county. In that same county, me, Bam Bam, Bruce Springs, Bon Jovi, Danny DeVito, and Jack Nicholson. pretty good crew to be come from the same area from.
For sure.
All right, brother. Okay. Thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
See you, buddy. Okay, we got Steve next. Got Steve next?
Yep. You there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, Stevie. Where are you calling in from?
Hey, Dallas. How you doing? It's Steve from Boston.
Hey, what's up, Steve from Boston?
Everything's going great. I met you at the Fitness Expo when you were in Boston, and everything's been going great, man. I'm just able to do so much more now. 8 weeks down, 31 pounds, and kicking it.
Tremendous.
You know?
Tremendous.
It's just amazing. I can't believe it. You know, I'm dealing with five herniated discs for so long and years of therapy, all that prep. And nothing has helped me at all, and it's just a godsend. Finding you, finding DDP Yoga, and everybody on the team, it's amazing.
And I got to tell you about Steve, Dallas. Steve was on canes. He could barely walk to his bathroom. And when you came to the Fitness Expo, it was the first time he had done any serious walking. He walked from the train station all the way to the expo, like unassisted, and he's kicking ass, man.
That's awesome, man.
Oh,
hey, can you do me a favor? Will you write that, just your story, on Facebook, on the DDP Yoga Facebook site? Because what we're doing right now, anybody who has those real heartwarming stories, you know, for pain management, we're like cutting and pasting them and putting that up on DDPYoga.com for the pain management side. Robert, how close are we to having that done?
I'd say it's probably about 80-90% done right now.
Cool. And you can do that, bro. I'd appreciate it. Just say, you know, say the truth. write the real word, man. I appreciate
I'd be happy
it.
To. Definitely.
But great to hear that you're out of pain, bro. That's
I have I do have a question for you on the DDP Yoga for seniors. My dad's 76, car mechanic, his whole life is really beat up pretty bad. And I figured if once I heard about DDP for seniors, I said, hey, if this is working so great for me, it has to help my dad because he's struggling with his shoulders, with his feet, his ankles, his legs. He's had two knee replacements already. My question for DDP for seniors, though, will there be an option of a DVD, and will it have closed captioning because my dad's completely deaf?
We are actually, this is pretty cool you mentioned that. By the time we launch the, it might be called the DDP Yoga Experience. I don't know what the name is because it's so much bigger than an app. We don't know what the name is yet. But I'm going to have the workouts in Japanese, in Spanish, and in German, and closed caption.
Wow. Oh, no,
so
good.
It's going to go across the board. And so everyone will be able to, and the guy who's going to be teaching the DDP Yoga for the guy who teaches the DDP Yoga for seniors, his name is Ted Evans. He's 80 years young. And Ted teaches that. You know, we've been teaching him. He's being this guy is being certified at 80.
Wow.
And he's going to, excuse me, he's going to be teaching the seniors classes. But Ted can do any workout I can do. And I mean any workout. He modifies where he has to, and he rarely modifies anything.
Because this has worked so great for me, you know, I'm one of 9 kids. My dad and my mom, I look up to no one higher than them. They're unbelievable how they raised us and what he gave me for my life and set me on the right course. This, when I heard about DDP for seniors, I said, this is one of the greatest things I could probably do for him, because he's really suffering pretty bad now. I just say this is going to be the key. This is going to be his answer to his problems, because it's worked so great for me.
Oh, that's awesome, man. You know, and again, you know, we're hoping to have everything rolled out by the first of the year. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for your time, guys. Mm-hmm. Thanks for all you do for everybody, and talk to you soon.
Thanks
for
the
great work, Steve.
Take care, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think we got 2 more. I'm going to pull up my phone here. We got Alonzo?
Alfonso.
Hey, Alfonso, how you doing?
How's it going, buddy? I wanted to call in. I got my packaging today, and just wanted to get advice. Tomorrow I start owning my life, and just want to get some advice from you for somebody that's starting tomorrow, and just want to see what you have to say, Dallas.
Well, the most important thing when you're starting is you got to know where you started from. Did you take the 6 pictures yet?
I am doing that first thing in the morning. I started actually looking at the videos and doing the breathing since I purchased it. So I started that aspect, and I'm doing the pictures with my wife tomorrow morning, and starting fresh first thing in the morning.
So take the pictures, 6 pictures, you know, in a T-shirt and shorts or whatever, and then take, if there's 6 of them, take all 6, and then take front, side, and back without your shirt on so you got it. You don't have to put it up just so you got it.
Okay.
Are you trying to lose weight?
Yeah.
Take the measurement. But tell you why. Measurements are pivotal along with the pictures so you can see your body change over time. And because this worked out, you know, depending on how hard you work on it, will build muscle, you know, throughout your body. And muscle weighs more than fat. So sometimes you may not get that big weight loss you want, but you're looking way better in your clothes. You feel way better. So really, this isn't about, ooh, look at my abs. It's about, hey, look at my life. You know, I'm owning it. So it's the pictures. It's the measurements. Start a food journal. Start a food journal right on your little stickies on your phone. And then you're going to be accountable to yourself. And you really want a super tip, drink water every time before you eat anything. And I don't mean like 8 ounces. I mean like 12, 16 ounces. Because they say 75% of the time you go to grab something to eat, it's not you're hungry, you're thirsty. That's one thing. The other thing is if you're going to eat shit like you know you shouldn't be eating it, write it down in capital letters before you eat it. So at least you're telling your body, screw you, I'm eating what I want to eat this time. You might feel like shit afterwards, and then you'll know because, God, why do I feel so shitty? Go back and look at your notes, you know, your food journal. Like, those three things are the most important things you can do. Then, when you bought the program, you got the program, you got the Live Life at 90% video that I did. That's a way of life. That's why Mike says he's Mike at 90%. You know, because it's all about life's 10% what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. You got to reprogram your brain. Listen to that the MP3, the inspirational MP3, Own Your Life. Arthur, 8 years later, still listens to it. It's about reprogramming your brain. You know, watch the movies, Pivotal, Food Inc., and Genetic Roulette. And watch them with your wife. You guys got kids?
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. I got a baby on the way, and my two-year-old, and I got my stepdaughter. She might as well be my daughter. Right now, I'm at 6 feet and over 415 pounds.
Well, if you're
so right, I'm excited and scared at the same time. I'm doing it more. I need to do it for myself. My body's starting to ache. I mean, walking sometimes it's tough. Even just to bend over to tie my shoe, it's challenged. So I have these kids running around, and myself, I can't keep up with myself. So that's like the main goal. I'm trying to, you know, that's what I want to do. So I'm looking to lose the weight, and this is my second run to use DDP Yoga.
Girls, okay. Hey guys, I got my girls just got here. Hold on a second.
Hey, Brenda.
Hey. Go wake up your mommy. Go wake up your mommy. Brenda, our girls just got here from Philly. Brenda hasn't seen them for 3 months, so.
Oh, nice. And Dallas, speaking of
happy
Brenda,
right now.
She's got a very special birthday this week, so everybody stop by her Facebook page and show her some birthday love on Friday.
Yeah, it's her 50th birthday.
No.
I got a bunch of surprises for her, though.
I would never have guessed she was 50, ever, ever, ever.
I know. She's amazing.
She owns it.
Yep.
She owns it. Okay, guys, well, who's the last caller? Because I got to get with my family. Who's the last caller?
We've got Travis.
Travis, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. You got a question, man?
No, yeah, not so much of a question, but more of a put over for, you know, because in response to Adam and a lot of people out here, you know, the tools that are there with us here, being part of DDP Yoga, is Team DDP Yoga, because I don't think it would be anything like what it is now if it wasn't helmed by someone like you, because you really reach out to people. You help them up. You inspire people. And that's what every single person on Team TDP Yoga does. They are the most real, the most genuine people that you will find anywhere. I challenge you to find anybody as real and positive people you find on Team TDP Yoga. The more you get involved, the more you keep yourself accountable, and the more you will own this day.
That's awesome, dude. Great, great way to close out the show. I appreciate that, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Dallas. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, everybody, have a great night. I got to get with my family. Thanks for being on, Mikey and Robert and Stacy and all the guys who came on here today. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But see ya. Got to go.
Tipped it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.